With your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles rolled past Mecklenburg County 64-10 to win their seventh game in a row. Sanford Lipscomb had a monster night to lead the way for the GW offense.
Hands it off to Lipscomb, running off the left side, out across the 25, breaks out of an ankle tackle, down inside the 15, stiff arms a man and runs into the left corner of the end zone for the touchdown. Stanford Lipscomb with his second touchdown in a minute and 18 seconds in the third quarter, and it's 42-10 GW.
Lipscomb finished with two touchdowns and 222 yards of total offense. Five different GW players scored touchdowns in the win. GW head coach Nick Anderson said his team needed a little extra motivation at halftime.
Yeah, well, I kind of got into them a little bit. I didn't think we were playing very well in the first half. I mean, I know we had the lead, and the referees gave them a touchdown, but just tried to fire them up and get them playing GW football. We weren't physical in the first half. We were making too many mistakes. We're getting penalties. And it's just not the style of football that we like to play. And we got their attention at halftime, and they came out and played well in the second half.
GW is now 7-1 overall and 3-0 in the district. They'll play at Tunstall next Friday. The Trojans dropped to 2-6 on the season as they lost to Magna Vista 62-8. Gretna won their seventh in a row as they rolled past their rival Chatham 62-6. Gretna head coach Sean Miller likes where his team is heading down the stretch in district play.
Yeah, we're moving in the right direction. Right now, the way that we look at it goes through Appomattox and Altabus, because those are the last two remaining games on our schedule. And if we can win those two games, we can bring the district trophy home.
Gretna is now 7-1 overall and 4-0 in the district. The loss drops Chatham to 3-5 overall and 1-3 in the district. The Dan River Wildcats picked up a big win over Nelson County 28-14. Kyan Myers had a monster night for the Wildcats with a kickoff return touchdown, a rushing touchdown, and 183 rushing yards. Dan River head coach Micah Knight said his team understood the assignment.
I think that we kind of understood what we had to do as far as the mission. We kind of went out there and just pinned our ears back, man, and got the job done. Defense played very well. We tackled well tonight, blocked up front, which gave us opportunity to run the football. So we did what we needed to do in the trenches. So I think that's what won us the game.
Dan River is now 4-5 overall and 2-3 in the district. They'll be on a bye next week, then close the regular season against Chatham. That's your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Stone.